Hi, welcome to JCB Radio. Welcome to Season 2, if you want to call it that, or if you just want to call it that we've been lazy and haven't recorded a show in a long time. So we decided to start over. I'm your host, Cody Powers. With me this week is...
Miller.
So, as you can notice, Josh and Brandon are not with us this week due to restrictions of work, multiple different things. We've decided to just press onward with the show and kind of... you know, if we have to get people in bi-weekly by Skype, by phone, we want to make sure we're actually producing a show every week so we can keep everybody updated on what's going on and just have a show consistently. So
it's gonna be fresh,
getting started with that, every Sunday night we'll be posting a show every week going from here to E3. We decided it would be a good idea right after the big news this week to start the season anew. I don't know if it's disappointing news or not. It's definitely news. But we'll start with, I guess, what we're playing, kind of get a feel from what we've been doing the last couple months. I've been plowing through BioShock. I beat Injustice.
You beat Injustice pretty fast.
It was really short, though.
It was very short.
Yeah,
it took me 3 days, but I ain't have it.
Yeah, I just cracked out on it for like 3 hours and beat it. But I broke down. And I guess I kind of owe an apology to Nintendo for running their product into the ground for the last, 6 months.
Every day
it's been out. I broke down and bought a Wii U, got Zombie U, played Assassin's Creed on it, played a couple different stuff. And I don't hate it.
Don't hate it.
I don't hate it. No, it's, I bought it, you know, I bought it because, you know, eventually my son's trying to play games and stuff. He's young, but he needs something indestructible.
True.
But I bought it a lot for myself, too, not even going to lie. I'm 5, and I wanted to play Mario. So, the system itself is great. The hardware's great. It's just one of those things that's going to be a Wii situation. Right now, the games are comparable. Right now, it's fine. In a year and a half, 2 years, it's going to be the Wii situation where I'm going to go, oh, Mario's out, or oh, Smash Brothers is out, or oh...
You only get a Nintendo for a Nintendo title.
Yeah, that's completely what it is.
It's legit.
So... What about you? What you been up to? What you been playing?
Nothing much, man. I've actually pulled away from Xbox for a minute. I've actually been nerding out on some Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic on the computer.
Cause it's free.
Cause it's free to play now. I got a Jedi Knight. Well, it's actually a Jedi Sentinel now. I can dual wield lightsabers. It's pretty legit. And I got a Sith Assassin, and he has the dual blades, kind of like Darth Maul.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's pretty sweet. Like, I mean, I played MMOs back in the day, like when, let's say, Silk Road. I don't know if you remember Silk Road or anything.
No.
Like that was probably popular in, like, 2005.
I never had a good computer.
See, that was my thing, too.
I just never invested the money to have a good computer. It was always kind of an afterthought.
That's exactly how it was. Like, now I got some money, and I bought me a good computer. Asus, I recommend 4 gigs of RAM off top if you plan on computer gaming. But been cracking out on that and Rift. I don't know if you heard of Rift.
Rift, I've heard, is pretty good.
Yeah, Rift is very raid heavy. Very raid heavy. I mean, I kind of like that because I got a bunch of friends that play. So we kind of just go in and just wreck lives. I'm a hunter.
I walked by my cabinet the other day and I saw DC Universe and I was like... I just know there's going to be 7 days worth of updates, and I looked at it, and I was like, I'm level 30, you know, and I was like,
Yeah, I don't even remember my character. All I know is I was under Batman. That's all I remember.
Yeah, it was such a good game, though.
It was a good game to crack out on every now and then, but...
So the big news of the week, of course, is the Xbox launch, and we got a little bit of hate on the Facebook from my initial reactions to the Xbox unveil. If you want to call it that,
I didn't like.
I don't care. I mean, of course, the big news. It's more of the same. You've got Xbox Live there. Connect works this time.
like legitimately now.
You know,
that's
being,
the only thing. But like they focused on Kinect, and that was my biggest. I'm like, I use my Kinect for a microphone.
But now it's required. So you know, games are going to be. You're going to be able to yell across the room, "Xbox on!" and it'll turn on, which
right.
is.
It was supposed to do that first time.
Right. Which is kind of cool. I mean. I appreciate the things they're trying to do, but that's not what I want from a game console. I have a box in my house that plays Netflix already. Right. I have a box in my house that will let me watch football.
True.
I mean, it's great to have it all in one, but at the same time, I want games. I want, you know, I want, that's what, and I mean, I know that's for E3 too, but at the same time, when the Xbox 360 was originally announced,
they were like, here's Halo, here's
Perfect Dark Zero, here's Call of Duty, here's all these games that we're building, here's a trailer for all this stuff, and we got three. We got Forza 5, Call of Duty, and the new game from the people that made Alan Wake. I can't remember the name.
I can't remember that either. I didn't care too much about it.
It looked fine. Alan Wake was okay. It is what it is. I'm not a big Alan Wake guy.
Not at all.
You know, the big thing with the NFL seems cool.
I'm going to say this.
But cool. The big partnership with the NFL is, you know, you're going to be able to watch games and do this, but is that something I'm going to have to
pay
go through
for,
DirecTV?
That's what I was like.
You know, I have NFL Mobile on my phone. Is it one of those things, like, if I already have a subscription?
Will it be included with the Xbox Live?
Probably not. I had to say probably not. It's going to be one of those things like Hulu Plus, or if the NFL was smart, they'd make it like a monthly package, like $9.99 a week or $9.99 a month or whatever. But I'm sure it'll be outrageous. You know, I think Microsoft's in the console looks great itself. Like, the body style looks great.
I mean, it's a neat little console. I mean, I expect them to change it up. I just wasn't impressed, really.
I thought some of the memes initially were funny. Like, I already had an Xbox One.
Right.
And that was my first thing when they were like,
2005.
Xbox One. Oh, come on now. Like, right. I think it's going to be all right. I think E3, what we were talking about, for me, you know,
E3 is going to decide the fact if I get the
which
PlayStation
one I get
first or the Xbox first. Because, be truthful, we're going to end up getting both.
Yes.
Because we have both Xbox 360 and PlayStations now, but...
But initially, to me, like, Sony seemed to come out and they spent less than 2 to 3 minutes. I'd say almost 2 to 3 minutes. Yes, it can play Netflix. Yes, it can do Hulu. Yes, it can do this.
But
game. And I mean, all the Vita features that it can do.
Use my Vita, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm really looking forward to Killzone. I'm really looking forward to the things that if they can actually make the Vita part of the system like they're supposed to.
Sure.
You know, it's not backwards compatible. You know, keep going down the list. It's not backwards compatible, which we can get to in a little bit about our complaints and feelings about that. It's a Blu-ray player, which is great. I need another one of those in my house anyway.
I don't even have any Blu-ray disc.
I can't tell you the last Blu-ray. Actually, you know what? The last Blu-ray I got, my wife bought it for me. She bought me the James Bond Blu-ray. And I think before that, it was another Blu-ray that she bought me for Christmas or something.
I have, no Blu-rays.
It's just so much easier to stream. Which, I mean, I guess a Blu-ray drive is important for people that don't stream or don't do anything. But
we'll decide to do it the legal way, I guess.
Yeah. But, you know, going back to backwards compatibility, the discussion we had was on Facebook that kind of got everybody a little hurt, their feelers hurt a little bit, was that... I'm kind of annoyed that I understand coming from a completely different, you know, system as far as their titles not being compatible based on the hardware, but the hardware is moderately similar enough that there should be some kind of cross overlay for titles that I've bought digitally.
Yeah, kind of like PlayStation and PlayStation 2.
The thing is people say, oh, well, it's a, you know, what system have you ever bought that you could transfer your games to? Talk crap about Nintendo all you want. My Wii games that I bought, I literally just downloaded onto my Wii U, and that was
right.
It was a pain in the ass. Don't get me wrong. It was terrible. It was awful. But it worked.
But it worked. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even want it to be backwards compatible as far as disc. Like, digital downloads. Like, I download a whole bunch of crap. Like, mini games off of Xbox Live.
And the argument is, the argument is, well, keep your Xbox. I don't want to keep my Xbox 360 hooked up.
I want to trade it in so I can get the new one.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same. It's like when people say, well, if you want to play your Xbox One games, keep your Xbox One. No.
Extra dust collector.
It's extra dust collector because I'm never going to use it, ever.
Right. If I have a sudden urge.
The only reason I'm going to keep my PS3 is because it's a Blu-ray player, and I'll just put it in another room in the house.
Right.
It's because it can stream Netflix or whatever. You know, I don't see the... You know, and the, you know, people were a little bit upset about the whole, it might not play used games, but it might, for a fee, games.
I need a definite answer on that.
Because the thing what they're saying is that, so, the way, based on the retailer's report, the way it's going to work is, say, you go into GameStop, Say you buy a game, whatever, you buy it from work or Best Buy or whatever. So you go, you buy a game, you go to GameStop to trade it in.
Mm-hmm.
Once you trade that game in, there's going to be a way to unlink that game from your console, because you don't have to put the games in there to play them anymore. They all automatically download to the hard drive.
So basically, you just pop the disc in, it downloads, and then...
And that's it. You can do whatever you want with the disc. But if I give you that disc, there's nothing you can do with it, because it's locked to my account.
So basically, it's like keeping people from trading games.
But when they trade them in, there's supposed to be a way to clear that from...
No, I'm just saying, like, hand-in-hand, let's say if I just wanted to give you... Like,
yeah,
you know,
if I wanted to get, yeah, if I wanted to let you borrow a copy of a game, you couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's stupid. That's stupid.
So I don't know how that's going to work with like Redbox or GameFly even.
I mean, I don't think they'll go that extreme. I mean, I could see them going there. It's a business.
I mean, that
aspect.
Was a process. I mean, that was the actual press release. That's what they said. So I don't know.
I thought it was just idea like we think it's going to be like that.
No, I mean, as far as I may have misunderstood it, but as far as I know, it was an actual legit release of this is what this thing is. And it's, you know, and they say, well, you can rebuy the game, you can buy the license to that game for a fee. Now, if the fee is $10,
yeah, I wouldn't
if
mind
the fee
it,
is the same as an online pass, fine.
Right. Well,
but
I mean,
if it's at $60,
I got to buy the game and buy the title back, or would it
so
be?
You might as well just buy
it
new.
Yeah, or would I just buy the, like, let's say if I did buy it used, so would I have to buy it used plus the license, or would
yes.
it be included
yeah,
in the
essentially.
License?
No, that's what you would have to do. So say, you know, so the days of saving $10 because you bought it used are pretty much over.
Right.
You know, but then, so that's going to hurt trade-in. If you have to buy a $30 license,
right.
your game's going to trade-in for $5,
right.
or even if $5, or if anything at all. You know, people need to make their money. I'm all, you know, this is America. It's capitalism.
America. Capitalism at its best.
But it frustrates me that the one company that is so backwards in everything else that they do, like, has actually figured out a way to make their old platform titles work. And I know they're just Super Nintendo games and N64 games, but they're still titles. They're still
titles.
Games. Anything I bought on my Wii U or my Wii will work.
I kind of like my
and
Double Dragon.
As much as I bash Nintendo, that's saying something, that they actually get something right and they understand.
I think they lost me with Nintendo, man. They went straight towards family, man. They went towards Family Matters. And like they started...
Carl Winslow?
Out. Yeah, Family Matters, Carl Winslow, man. start Mario partying all day, and like it became party games. You know me, I'm an online
I can't,
player.
Yeah,
anyway,
I can't.
So.
That's why, like, when I bought my Wii U, it was the I didn't get Nintendo Land. I don't care about that. I don't need it.
Right.
You know, I got Zombie U, Assassin's Creed, and you know the Mario. That's it.
Right.
I don't care. You know, me and my wife, and you know, we're not gonna sit down and pass Wii remotes back and forth. I bought a new console. I'm not ever gonna touch another Wii remote ever. I don't want to ever have to use one again. So, but Sony's response to this has been pretty funny, pretty clever. I think
the stock went up 6% right after the release.
Yeah, 6% like the
6%
day of
the day of the release. It was like, well, everybody's going to Sony.
Yeah, 6%. pretty much minutes after it was minutes after the
like, literally not even 30
the minutes after the unveil, stocks shoot up.
Shot up.
So. You know, I think Sony's response is going to be interesting. E3 is going to be fantastic.
Deciding,
I cannot
deciding
wait.
Factor. Deciding factor is E3.
I'm going to actually just make you work that day so I can
Dude,
take
you
off.
Do that to me. I'll do that to you. We're going to be up here at work like we was at the unveiling. We both on our phones just watching it. Customers walking in. Oh, God, can I help?
Can I
walk off.
So I think the, you know, their response to, you know, the one thing I saw was posted on, I think, Reddit or something like that. It was, you know, it had like a scoreboard, and it said PlayStation 4,
mm-hmm.
Xbox One.
Yeah.
And it had like final, like a baseball thing. It said like PlayStation 4 at the end.
Right.
So I think they're going to have, I think the Xbox One name is pretty stupid.
Should have went with Infinity like they were going to go.
I thought Infinity was a good name. I mean, you got like Windows 8, you can tilt it sideways.
Yeah.
So it kind of... And that's something too. We forgot to talk about talking about the Xbox thing is that, you know, it runs multiple OSs, so it runs
True.
Their Windows thing,
yeah.
and having a Windows phone, I'm pretty decently
yeah,
excited to see if they actually keep.
I mean,
the three thing together.
I think they're gonna also incorporate a lot of the smart glass features because you know 360 can do some stuff.
It's not built in natively like this is. That's what they were saying too. Is that it's natively built into this system, so it's gonna have to work with it.
I really hope they do get it integrated though. Like at least make some more stuff like where you can actually play like let's say if I download a smaller game or something, kind of like a Castle Defenders or something. Like, yeah, if like, I want the controller from my phone, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, or, you know, if you... Talking about games like that, if you don't have a controller and we're going to play Castle Crashers or, you know, something a downloadable game,
yeah.
You know, why not? Because on Smart Glass now, if I use it to control Netflix, it pulls up the ABXY.
Yeah.
Why couldn't I have the, you know, some sort of control on my tablet or on my phone? And it wouldn't work for every game. It wouldn't
probably
work for your Call of Duties, wouldn't work for anything. But for, like, games like Uno, games like chess, you know, smaller, simple games, that shouldn't be a big deal. Like Full House Poker, stuff like that should not be any kind
of
issue.
It'd be cool if it worked for Call of Duty, had your phone and it has your objectives on your phone and stuff.
That's why the Wii U Call of Duty I'm kind of looking forward to playing. I haven't got it yet, but you can actually, you know, set up your perks and your kill streak stuff. It's on, instead of being on the D-pad, it's actually on the controller. And I think that's part of the future, too, is this second screen thing. I think, you know, second screen to your phone, second screen to, you know, to everything, I think is going to be a big...
I mean, in a way, PlayStation is kind of do second screen, too, with the Vita.
With the Vita.
So,
and that, if
that is successful...
Sony has broken my heart so many times with remote play, like, I don't even believe them. But
right.
If they get it to work, if Gaikai, they can get the Gaikai thing to work well enough that it actually works.
I wonder
what
they lose. My thing is, will it lose quality? Like, I'm pretty sure it'd lose graphics quality. I mean, just going from the 4 to a Vita.
I'm sure, the Vita is not processing anything, it's just streaming it.
So
if you think about it.
Okay, so it is basically like a virtual YouTube, like a YouTube almost.
right, like where the back end stuff's all done on the server side, so the PS3 is actually doing all the heavy lifting, and it's just sending it.
Gotcha.
You know,
that makes sense.
If you ever played like on live is the same way, like their servers do all the work, and they just stream it to your PC or stream it to whatever you're using it on.
Yeah.
If that works, that would be amazing.
Nope,
but it's going to be one of those things where I'm sure you'll have to be in your house. Like, I'm sure it's not going to be something
sure,
like...
Yeah, it's not going to be able to take it on the road.
Like, the Wii Remote won't... Like, the Wii U thing, I can sit in my living room, but if I go into my bathroom, like, if I go two walls over, it won't work.
Yeah.
But if I'm in my kitchen, it works. So it's one of those things, like, it's... The range on that over Wi-Fi is going to be... I'm curious to see if it's one of those things where it just Wi-Fi is using it, or if it's using some kind of Bluetooth to do it, or exactly how it's doing
it. Either way it goes, I'm pretty sure it's going to have a range limitation.
Yeah.
Just the question of how far.
I think if you're in, you know, Sony, you know, I think it's got to be feeling at least pretty happy that, you know, Microsoft didn't show a Gears, didn't show a Halo, didn't show anything. And I'm sure they may be saving that to E3, but I know a Gears is going to be a long way away. Halo's going to be 2 years away at least.
Say, Halo's going to have to be because of Halo 4.
Right? Yeah, so I mean, it's going
to
be...
They have to think of a whole new storyline.
You're looking 2 years out. Forza looks fantastic, though.
I've never been a Forza fan.
Oh, and it's got the Top Gear tracks, which is something that was my favorite part of, you know, of Top Gear, of not Top Gear, of Forza 4, was the Top Gear tracks, was the, you know, descriptions by Jeremy Clarkson, was running on the Top Gear track, just the... The feel that added to that game is pretty cool. I do like the Xbox One boxes, though. The game boxes.
Yeah, they were pretty cool.
They look really slick. That just bright green box. It's kind of an emerald green, if you haven't seen them. There's, I think, Kotaku's got the image. Their images are online everywhere of them.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things where I think it's gonna make a big difference when you walk into a store and like the Xbox One cases are green, the Wii U ones are baby blue, and then like, it, you know, I'm sure Sony will be red or something like. Cause have you seen the Greatest Hits line on the PS3?
Yeah, they're red cases.
They look awesome. Yeah. Like they look better than
they
clear
do,
cases.
They do. They look a lot better. Like I might buy this because it looked good.
You know, so I'm hoping that we'll get to E3 in a section, and I think next week we'll do more of a predictions. Show of where it's the 10th.
I figured it was coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, it's the 10th, or it's the 11th, 12th, and 13th, I think. Yeah. So, we'll be doing, you know, we'll be doing a prediction piece next week. It's a request is all it is. It's not anything, it's a request.
Just disappear.
Yeah. Truck broke down.
My truck, yeah. I'm in
so
San Francisco.
So what we'll do is, we'll do a predictions piece next week, but, kind of to hammer a little home on some stuff that we missed while we were out. The Vita's actually starting to get a decent rollout of games. They unveiled Killzone for the Vita, which looks great at the Sony conference. I hope, as bad as Call of Duty was, as bad as Resistance was...
Call of Duty, Assassin's Creed, Resistance, all those...
Assassin's Creed was not
Assassin's
that
Creed was
bad.
It was a fail. Storyline-wise, it was way
Oh, it was
too
awful.
Simple.
It was but awful
I love the mechanics for a handheld. Now, the mechanics on it for a handheld, yeah.
So, I'm hoping that... Because Assassin's Creed sold really well, so I'm hoping that maybe with, like, Black Flag, they'll do, like, a... something like they did with that one.
Hopefully it makes the storyline a lot better.
If they just move Black Flag over there, that would be really good, though.
I don't think they're going to put Black... Well, no, they did announce Black Flag for the 4 and the Xbox, so...
I don't know
if they're going to do it for the Vita, though.
I'm sure they'll do an offshoot like they did with... Because Liberation sold really, really well.
It did, because it had high expectations.
So everybody... It's like, I'm sure Call of Duty sold well on the Vita, too, because there were so
Call
many people like you that went and bought it as soon as you heard it was out. And then
I was just like, Call of Duty on a handheld? Yeah. And come back the next day, it sucks, bro. It's hard. It's hard as heck to play. I let you borrow it.
Yeah, you were like, it's hard to play. And I just thought you were being a girl. But no, it's just
it's
uncontrollable.
It's ridiculous. And then throwing a grenade, sprinting, it's just... They could have made that a little bit easier.
I crouch walked through the whole level because I didn't know how to sprint.
Did you get to play online?
Yeah, if you want to play, there was no one on there. It was like five people.
I played online like a couple of times, man. I wrecked a couple of lives, but I mean,
there was like six people online. So I think with the Vita, I'm probably the most excited I've been about games, and
I'm only excited about Killzone.
Killzone, the Dragon's Crown looks good. It's a 2D RPG that looks good. The Jack collection's coming out on Vita sometime this summer. If they put the Ratchet collection on Vita, it's over.
See, I like Jack.
I love Ratchet and Clank. probably my favorite PS2 franchise is Ratchet.
I probably
Clank.
Play Ratchet and Clank just because you recommend it. I never really cracked into Ratchet and Clank. I played a little bit of it.
It's really good. Also, I'm talking about the Vita stuff, going back to what I've been playing. I beat Guacamelee. Which is, if anyone likes the 2D side-scrolling, like Castlevania style, it's definitely, definitely worth the money, worth the wait. I mean, it's $15, so that's the only thing. It's kind of expensive, but it's really hard, so it's a good, challenging game to play.
Still playing PlayStation All-Stars?
No.
I haven't picked that game up in forever.
I saw they added a couple more DLC characters, but I haven't
People
touched
People online are ridiculous, man.
I can't tell you the last time I played it. That was probably one of my biggest disappointments of last year, just the way they handled it. And, of course, they've cut their ties with that studio pretty much instantly, so I don't think we'll ever see a PlayStation All-Stars 2. If we do, I'd be really shocked. But they just picked the wrong characters. They did the wrong setup. There was no fun atmosphere about it.
Like, I was thinking it was going to have a Smash Brothers type of feel.
It
was just like, oh, get your power up, hit that button.
I mean, the combo system was kind of cool. I mean, I don't hate the finisher system. What I hate was the presentation. Part of the fun of Smash Bros. Was if we jump in together, if I get the hammer, no matter how bad I am, I'm
right.
going to be able to kill you if I hit you with the hammer.
Right.
With that one, it was more of a serious fighter, whereas, if you had Raiden or something and you knew how to combo and juggle me,
right.
I'm never going to be able to get my combo meter up playing as Big Daddy if I'm too slow, if I don't know how to do, So part of it's learning, I guess, learning the moves and stuff, but that was a gigantic, gigantic disappointment for me, personally.
It was fun for like 2 days.
Yeah, but that was probably the last, other than Sly Cooper, was the last actual cross-buy title that they've done, and that's
true. Stupid.
That's why I didn't buy the show on PS3s, because I bought it on Vita, because that's where I was going to play it more.
Right.
But I could have bought it on PS3 and got a discount, or got a bundle, or got something.
You think they're going to keep doing the cross-platform deals?
I hope so.
PlayStation 4?
I would hope so.
I would think so, actually.
I don't know. I mean,
I pay like... Alright, so games are normally like $59 now, $69.
Yeah.
I would pay $79, $89 to get a...
Well, that's what
DLC.
I'm saying. If I can get a bundle, if I can get, if I can get, if I paid $70, like you said, and I get $20 off my Vita game combined, like, that's what they should be talking to GameStop, talking to Best Buy, talking to Walmart, being, hey,
right.
bundle them two together, and we'll give you a kickback or however. I'm not sure how, that works from their business side, but it can't be that hard. It just can't be. It's impossible that it's that difficult to figure out.
Not at all.
And that's why the Vita's struggling, is because there's not a lot to play on it. But the games that are good, they don't market. I mean, like Sly Cooper 4. Sly Cooper 4 is good, but there's no commercials for it. There was no anything. So we'll see. But, you know Nintendo, I guess the reaction from the Nintendo side about the Xbox conference had to have been, we have a TV button already. We can control your thing.
Right, and they're like, we've been doing that.
Yeah.
Just like when
no
Xbox
one,
was like, we got Blu-ray. I'm like, look at my PlayStation 3. Got that. Check.
And, because I know Nintendo doesn't care. No, they obviously don't care about what anybody thinks, what anybody's doing.
Because they're going to sell to families. Like, I see families getting all the time.
But you know what's interesting about the Wii U is the TV thing is pretty freaking cool. All I do is hit the TV button. I hit sports. I hit NBA. It actually lists the NBA games. And if I touch it, it turns my TV to the NBA game. So
pretty awesome.
But it's on the Wii. So nobody, nobody knows. Or nobody cares
really
about it because it. But being able to, I've turned
Xbox and Nintendo already did what you're doing. You're just using your voice.
Yeah. But the cool thing about the Wii U though, with that, is I can turn my TV on from the tablet.
Remote, yeah.
So, and I'm sure Xbox will be able to do something like that too, because on the back of the Xbox, it's got an HDMI in, so I'm sure that's how it controls your TV and with the features like that. But I'm the TV functions on the Xbox look neat, but I'm wondering how it's going to work with somebody like Dish. Or JEA or Charter.
I'm pretty sure they'll find something.
Because I don't know how that's going to work for specific packages. Depending on what you have. If you don't have CBS or however you have it, it may be a little different. But we're going to kind of start to wrap things up. Doing a quick show today. Just kind of trying to get back in the rhythm. We'll probably have some more guests next week. Because our other guests didn't... We weren't able to get in touch with everybody, or get it wired up in time to get the show fully together the way we wanted to. But we wanted to make sure that we gave you guys a show this week, and we're going to continue to give you a show every week, every Sunday night. As always, if you guys have questions, emails jcbradio@gmail.com. The show will be up on iTunes. Please rate us 5 stars. Leave comments.
Bye. 1, 2, 3, 4, feel.
Leave us as many comments as you can. Like I said, we'll be back next week, probably with more with our E3 predictions. We may have some kind of wager on it. We'll have to figure out a system.
We'll play rock, paper, scissors.
I bet
they do Halo.
All right, guys. This is Cody Powers signing out for the Cody Powers Radio Network and JCB Radio. And we're out, son.
Get out of here.